This week, the 45th anniversary of the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia was commemorated in this country. Many of the iconic images from the tumultuous August of 1968, which have been appearing in the media, belong to one person, Josef Koudelka. A world-renowned photographer whose career spans almost six decades and across all of Europe, Mr. Koudelka decided 6 years ago that he wants his life's work to have a home in the Czech Republic. After extensive negotiations, the Museum of Decorative Arts signed an agreement with the artist for a long-term loan of over 500 photographs, which may eventually become a permanent gift. I spoke to Helena Königsmarková, the director of the museum, and asked her about the most significant parts of the collection, which will begin to arrive in Prague in the next 6 months.
All of the collections, all of the sets are very important, not only for our museum, but it would be important for every museum which collects photographs. This collection contains all the important series he did from the 60s till the last years. Of course, it's the part of the photography theater he did with theater Zabrano in Prague in the 60s, Black Triangle, Invasion 68. This is probably the most popular known photography of from his work, which is these days coming back to our memory. All what he did then, when he had to leave the country after 68, the photographs he took in Wales, Portugal, Camargue, there are Paris, and they are all very significant for his kind of view, how to see landscape, people, nature, and the change from the 60s to the second half of his work abroad.
Is there something that distinguishes Koudelka from other photographers in your collection, not just in terms of what he photographed, but maybe his style as well?
Frankly, there is no photograph from Josef Koudelka yet in Czech collections. That's why it is important that in the state collection will be all his work, which is included in this now long-term loan. And hopefully it will stay then after his decision to change it in the gift. So for any collection of photography, especially of Czechoslovak photography, it's a very important acquisition.
And will you be receiving mostly negatives of his work or prints as well?
It's only about photography. Negatives are a possession of the authors, mostly. And we shouldn't forget he is a member of Magnum Group, Magnum Photo Group, and there are also some relationship regarding copyrights and authors' right also in this ways regarding negatives. However, many of these photos are original prints first or vintage prints.
So I guess some of the prints are priceless, more or less.
Exactly. It's very difficult to speak about numbers. It's just priceless. It's the art.
What about your plans for the future? I know that there is a big retrospective exhibit planned for 2018. Otherwise, will most of these photographs become part of the permanent collection, or will they be only shown at temporary exhibits?
Our museum has a problem of space, and that's why we are just now facing, finally, after many years of waiting, the reconstruction of our main building. And there will be also built, unfortunately, in the same time, new depot building for all our collections. It means we will be in next 2 years in move. And at some moment, the main building, the historical building of the museum, will be closed for public for 2 years. So probably 2015, 2016. But however, in the meantime, we will be able to let the photographs after Josef Koudelka agreement and after his wishes for other exhibition, we are allowed to exhibit some of the photographs also. And first of all, we really would like to work to prepare the big retrospection in maybe 2018. And hopefully the museum will be reopened with new spaces, with more exhibition rooms for temporary exhibition and for permanent exhibitions. So we suppose both to prepare a retrospective and also to put the photographs into the permanent collection and change it as we used to do.
He's best known probably to, especially to most people in this country, for his photographs of the Soviet invasion, and of course he's, through them he's always remembered around this time of year. But he's also famous internationally, and he's received many prizes. Which parts of his work are maybe most important and most valued abroad?
Of course, the invasion is well known to everybody. But I think even the collection of Tsikans or the experiments or on the landscape photographs from Camargue, etc., they are all very well known. And especially, you know, he continues to photograph, and he is traveling through many specific countries to take photos. So it's still an ongoing process.
As you said, you will be the only institution with this large collection of Koudelka's photographs in the Czech Republic. Do you think that it will help kind of bring more attention to him for local audiences, and also maybe make him the kind of a centerpiece for foreign visitors to Prague?
I would like to hope so. You know, what we miss in Prague, proper, I would say, house for photography. My wish would be to have a branch of our museum which will be called the Museum of Photography, because we have the collection. And, of course, all the famous Czech names of photographs like Josef Sudek, František Drtikol, and many of the others. And we used to exhibit their work around the world in the last 20 years. And we are asked every year to loan something for international exhibition from the work of Czech photographs from our collections. So I believe in it, that this kind of permanent collection of Czech photography would be very attractive, not only for foreigners, but for Czech people too.